Hey guys, I'm so sorry I'm late, but I just met an old friend of mine. This is Natalia. These are my friends from uni.
Hey.
Hey Olga. Nice to meet you, Natalia. I'm Stella.
Hi, I'm Barry.
So, what were you talking about?
Barry was just telling me about her horrible job interview today.
Oh, what did you study?
I just finished a bachelor degree in art history.
Oh, so you're all art students then. What are you guys planning on doing with that?
We have a lot of opportunities. Why? What did you study?
I graduated from Harvard Law School.
Ooh.
Well, you know, I got a lot of job offers while I was back in college, and currently I'm working for Spectrum Pearson in Manhattan. I just cannot imagine to ever study arts or anything alike. I mean, do you think you have options in the future? Or even a career?
That actually reminds me a lot of my job interview today I was telling Stella about.
Tell us about it.
I've applied for that job in an insurance company. I was really hoping to become head of their media department. And I even got an interview. I felt very confident about the job, even though I did not have much experience. I mean, I finished a degree in art history and even had a chance to do a study on art in 21st century media. Anyway, I was hoping to actually get the job, but at the same time, I was fairly relaxed about the matter. During the interview, however, my confidence was shattered when the interviewer asked me what I was studying. After having given my answer, art history, the faces of all three interviewers changed. One of them had the nerve to ask me, "Why did you study art history, and what were you planning on doing with it?"
Excuse me?
Yes, I know. I was speechless at first, but tried to play it cool by saying that I did study it because I was interested in a subject. Moreover, I was pointing out that I had had some experience due to some practical seminars. But they did not seem impressed.
That's so rude.
They also asked me if I had any work experience, and I told them that I was working at H&M. And they actually giggled.
They giggled? Not very professional.
Anyway, I did not get the job, and I was asking myself, why is it often the case that people underrate my skills that I have gained from my studies? People, they don't seem to appreciate these things, as I think they're very limited in looking at the many opportunities someone like me really has. Law students most exclusively will become lawyers. Medicine students will work as doctors. But I have the luck to widen my horizons and do more than just one job.
To be honest, I can understand now how hard it must be to be taken seriously with an art bachelor. They didn't even want to give you a chance. Did you ask them why it didn't work out for you?
They have explained to me that they do not think I have enough work experience. So I guess I was just too confident about the job.
Anyway, that must have been a horrible experience.
I totally agree. Even though a lot of people still think that a Bachelor of Arts is not going to help us find a good job, which is paid a lot of money and great amount of respect, there are so many great things to achieve for every one of us with that degree.
Hear, hear.
I'm serious. Listen up. The skills we have developed as students of Bachelor of Arts, including technical analysis and interpretation, historical synthesis, critical and creative writing, prepare us for a range of possible careers. First, English students could help someone achieving of high-quality writing skills and improving with syntax and grammar of the language. For instance, the job of an editor requires this knowledge in order to proofread and revise content for publishing houses, blogs, and magazines. Sounds like a perfect job for someone with an English studies degree, doesn't it? Second, there are a lot of English-speaking and German companies that closely cooperate with each other. They're constantly looking for new employees which could support them in their everyday life.
You're absolutely right.
Thank you, Stella. The next possibility of English students is to combine the language with another profession. It's perfectly possible to study two subjects at Heinrich Heine University. The students are able to unite two different professions in order to achieve a suitable career. It could be combined with another language as well as with technical or economic profession. However, career prospects for English students can be criticized for not having enough job opportunities. But nevertheless, there are a great number of prominent teachers who have graduated in English and achieved much in their lives, and they are still sure that they found the right job.
God, I've never given it that much thought. But you are right, Olga. Still, there are many people out there thinking that you could never achieve anything great. Meaning great by their definition. Doesn't that make you all worried?
But there are millions of people out there who achieve great things with an arts degree.
Absolutely. And what would the world be without art, music, poetry, language, and so on? We're gonna have an arts degree, but why would that stop us from doing great things? First, I think we have to redefine great, right? Because in my eyes, great can mean a lot, but not necessarily making a lot of money or be the boss of some, I don't know, oil company.
Now you're exaggerating.
I get it. Go on.
Maybe more people would get it if they knew some people who they admire, or at least whose work they admire, actually have a Bachelor of Arts degree. Christopher Nolan, for example, you know, the director of Batman.
You're right, and from Inception.
Exactly. Well, he studied English literature in London. This is actually where he started to make movies. I think I read somewhere that he learned the guerrilla techniques he used later for his first movie there. Imagine he wouldn't have studied there, wouldn't have learned all the stuff. The world would be missing the great Batman trilogy.
What would have been a great shame.
Did you know Obama majored in political science with a specialty in international relations and, most importantly, English literature before he went to law school? I could go on and on about super successful people with an arts degree, but just some examples to give you an idea and not to bore you. The CEO of Starbucks has a bachelor's degree in communication. The CEO of YouTube in history and literature. And that doesn't seem to go bad, does it? A lot of actors as well. Adam Sandler, David Schwimmer and James Franco all have an arts degree. See, they did not only become successful, but also famous. Oh, and do you remember Mitt Romney, the guy who went for president in 2012? A little hard to believe, but before entering politics, he earned a bachelor's degree in English. But yeah, this is all I can think of right now.
That's true. Art graduates are often found where strong communication and written skills are top priorities. Actually, I think art degrees offer lots of potential career paths. But students have to think about their first career steps and consider gaining work experience already during their studies. For instance, students who know they want to go into magazine publishing upon graduation will likely need experience in a similar environment, either from internship undertaken during their studies or involvement with a student publication, such as university newsletters, magazine or website. And what about media industry, advertising, marketing, public relations? They are all popular options for art degrees graduates. Guys, the media sector covers everything from film to television, newspapers to news blogs, advertising to PR and gaming to game reviewing. Depending on your area of interest, there is a niche for art students where they want to produce, write, edit, review, schedule, promote, manage or run.
Okay, guys, enough of this. Let's have fun and start thinking about our future again tomorrow.
I'm gonna go and get us some beers.
Great idea, thank you.
Cheers! Cheers!